This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Last year, I talked about Advent, which is a very serious, holy way to anticipate the coming of Christ and the Christmas holiday. Well, some listeners, including Sarah on our Christmas Stocking Facebook page, were curious about Advent calendars. I've actually had trouble finding authoritative information about the history, but this is what I've gathered from Wikipedia and a couple of other places. I'm a bit confused because at the top, Wikipedia says it's used to count or celebrate the days of Advent, but the calendars all seem to start on December 1st and count down 24 days until the big day on the 25th. Advent actually begins the fourth Sunday before Christmas, so that doesn't quite jibe. In case you don't know, an Advent calendar does count down the December days until Christmas. Since it's a counting calendar, it's very popular with kids, and these days most of them are for kids. Usually, the numbers 1 through 24 will be on doors or windows, which will be opened on the correct day of the month to reveal a picture or a poem, part of the nativity story, or, on fancier calendars, a little gift like a toy or a piece of candy. You might not be surprised to learn that they started with German Lutherans, who apparently started the tradition of counting down the days in the beginning of the 1800s. Many people would just put a chalk line on the door every day, starting on December 1st. Others might light a new candle each day or hang a new picture on the wall each day that was religious. The candles started being put in structures, sometimes called an Advent clock. According to Wikipedia, the first known Advent calendar in the form we know today was made by hand in 1851, and the first printed calendar was produced in Hamburg in 1902 or 3, or perhaps in the Schwabian region a little bit later. Gerhard Lang was the Schwabian's name. He was a printer, and in 1908 he created 24 pictures that could be attached to cardboard. A few years later, he came up with the little doors. His company created a lot of designs until the 30s when the business closed. A rival printer came up with religious Advent calendars with Bible verses behind the doors. World War II stopped the Advent calendars mostly, you know, to save paper. But now, they seem to be more popular than ever. You can get the traditional kind, which is basically two pieces of cardstock on top of each other with the top one cut to have the doors that are opened each day. We have a Craftsy cloth Advent calendar we hang on the wall that has pockets with little figures that are Velcroed to a Christmas tree. And we always forget to do it. On other calendars, sometimes the pockets have candy or other gifts. Some of the more interesting Advent calendars I've found are the Lego Advent calendar, which this year is a Christmas city with something new to build every day. They've been doing that a long time, I guess, and I guess with the Christmas cities. And now that I see it, I kind of want it. There are online Advent calendars, some of which look like they'll be kind of fun. And Harrods and Porsche Designs have teamed up for the $1 million Advent calendar that includes an individually customizable kitchen, a speedboat, gold wristwatch with a mechanical digital display, whatever that means, and gold sunglasses. Five of these Advent calendars have been made, one for each of the majorly inhabited continents. Harrods in London has one, of course. I don't know where one is in the United States. I'm guessing New York or Beverly Hills, but I wonder if there were any takers here, because I can't find anything about it anywhere. If it's one or the other, though, I think it's going to be Beverly Hills, because I believe in Santa in L.A. This is 21 A.D. in the Christmas Stocking.
I grew up with snowman's Christmas. One without the other wouldn't fly. Sugar cookies left out by the fire, preparing the way for Santa's night. And I was told you'd come if I believe. And there was never coal in my stocking. And just because I'm leaving, every time I dream of snow can't keep us apart. Oh, oh, 'cause I believe in Santa in L.A. Oh, where palm trees and flip-flops lead his way. It's in the concrete jungle the Rudolph takes a load off. Oh, and he warms himself to make it through the night. There's still Santa in L.A. There are no snowflakes on the ground. Still bubbles turn frowns upside down. Children's eyes are glistening, 'cause they're waiting to sit on Santa's knee. Oh, is the magic gone with
Just because no snow feels different, it can never shake the magic in my heart. Whoa, 'cause I believe in Santa in LA. Whoa, where palm trees and flip-flops lead his way. It's in the concrete jungle, the Rudolph takes a load off. Oh, and he warms himself to make it through the night. There's still Santa in LA. Never changed for you and me. Oh, and I'll never stop believing, 'cause you've always come to see me. And the snow really means nothing at all. Oh, 'cause I believe in Santa in LA.
Still believe in
you. Oh, where palm trees and flip-flops lead his way. It's in the concrete jungle, the Rudolph takes a load.
From San Diego, California, a group called 21 AD and a song called Santa in LA in the Christmas Stocking. All of the music information can be found in the show notes, which you can find on mychristmasstocking.net. That's also where you can call my voicemail about anything, really. But especially this year, let me know about what your deepest Christmas wish is. If you could have anything, anything at all, what would it be? We're also on Twitter at XmasStocking, but it's hard to get very in-depth there. Weird 4 in San Francisco, otherwise known as Dave, an internet safety freak, let me know that he wants world peace for Christmas. And he followed it up with, like, that's gonna happen, and a frowny face emoticon. Dave, we can always hope. Thanks for contributing, Weird 4. You'll also find a link to our Facebook page, pictures and video, and ways to email at mychristmasstocking.net. By the way, Christmas in Oshkosh, Wisconsin includes 50 life-size nutcrackers decorated by area artists all over town. That's cool. And Highland Park, Texas has their big lighting of the big pecan tree December 2nd this year. Why does it have to be an evergreen? It doesn't. Well, it does on the U.S. Capitol. It just arrived in Washington, D.C. from Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming, and the lighting is on December 7th this year. And I wanted to mention for our friends in Chicago and the Twin Cities that you both are lucky enough to have productions of A Klingon Christmas Carol, which I believe will be performed all in Klingon with English subtitles. Scrooge has no honor or courage, and three ghosts come to help him become the warrior he should be to save Tiny Tim. Wow. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time, we're touring some Christmas towns by suggestion. Pile in. There's plenty of room in the Christmas Stocking van.